Have you ever found yourself craving a travel experience that feels, I don't know, truly off the map? A place where authenticity isn't just a buzzword. Well, today we're diving deep into Jamaica's South Coast. It's a corner of the island that many travelers haven't quite discovered yet.
Right. And our mission for this deep dive really is to explore the sources you've shared and uncover the unique sort of untamed essence of this part of Jamaica. Think of it as your shortcut to understanding its real charm, its natural beauty. We want to highlight why it keeps being called a hidden gem and a place where you can genuinely, exhale.
That idea of exhaling, that really captures the vibe the sources talk about.
Yeah.
The South Coast seems to radiate this true Jamaican charm and authenticity. The
Definitely.
descriptions, they paint a picture where the air feels crisp, clean, and the towns still have that quaint, untouched feel. It sounds defined by its, well, unspoiled beauty, laid-back charm, and rustic retreats.
And what's really striking, I think, is how this area offers a genuine glimpse into the local way of life. There's a strong sense of community mentioned often.
Right, community.
The sources really emphasize a slower pace of life, where time seems to almost stand still. It makes it a bit of a well-kept secret, even for Jamaicans looking for a peaceful escape.
So, like an antidote to the usual tourist hustle.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
And when you think about that laid-back, authentic vibe, Treasure Beach seems to pop up immediately in the sources.
It does, yeah.
It's highlighted as this quintessential coastal fishing village, really welcoming, apparently, with that distinct local atmosphere. The sources mention its eclectic villas. Sounds like each one's pretty unique, maybe a bit bohemian, alongside these striking black sand beaches and, of course, panoramic views of the Caribbean Sea.
It's definitely presented as one of the South Coast's top spots. It's got, what, a 6 mile stretch of sand, coral colored sometimes, sometimes black.
Right, and in private coves, rocky shores,
Yeah.
it just sounds quite varied.
And broken down into four main bays, too. Billy, Calabash, Great, and Frenchman's. Lots to explore just within Treasure Beach itself.
Okay, so beyond the villages, which sound lovely, the South Coast also seems to be a real paradise for nature lovers.
Oh, absolutely. It's packed with natural wonders just waiting to be explored.
And for anyone who loves being immersed in nature, Guayas Falls comes up again and again.
A classic.
Can you picture it? A series of these magnificent waterfalls cascading, what, 7 layers down a mountainside?
Seven layers.
All surrounded by this lush, really vibrant vegetation. You can take a refreshing dip, apparently, in the clear turquoise waters.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, and the sound of the rushing water, it's supposed to be the perfect soundtrack. Definitely good for photos, too, I imagine.
You bet.
And it's more than just the falls, right? There's a working farm on the property with cattle.
Yeah, that's right. And for the more adventurous types, you can actually climb parts of the falls or even zip line over them.
Ziplining over waterfalls.
Okay. Plus, they have two big freshwater pools at the bottom, which are great if you have kids, and, the usual gift shop.
And there's this interesting local belief mentioned that the cool natural pools there have healing properties.
Yeah, that comes up. Adds a bit of mystique, doesn't it?
It does. So, okay, beyond the falls, how do you really get into the region's broader water ecosystems?
Well, that's where the Black River Safari comes in. It's Jamaica's longest navigable river.
Longest, okay.
And you can take about a 45-minute boat tour. It lets you explore its really vibrant ecosystem firsthand.
And you actually see crocodiles.
Oh, yeah. They're often just sunbathing on the riverbanks. Plus, you see tons of exotic birds living among these huge mahogany trees along the river.
Wow.
And the tour guides, they apparently tell you all about the river's history, its uses today, even why it's called the Black River. It sounds really informative.
And the sheer biodiversity here is incredible. I read that Jamaica has more bird species than any other Caribbean island.
That's right.
And the South Coast is a prime example, 290 species. And that number can almost double in winter with migration.
Amazing.
So if you're a birder listening, definitely pack your binoculars.
Good tip. And it's not just the rivers and falls showing this commitment to nature. The sources also point to protected marine zones like the Galleon Fish Sanctuary and Fonthill Beach Park,
Oh, okay.
Places where you can actually see sea turtles and, yes, more crocodiles, but in their natural protected environments. It really shows the region's dedication to preserving its wildlife.
Okay, so shifting gears a bit from nature, It's clear the South Coast is also really rich in cultural experiences, offering some unique encounters you probably won't find elsewhere on the island.
Absolutely. A perfect example of that cultural richness is the Calabash International Literary Festival.
Ah, yes, Calabash.
It's described as the largest literary festival in the Caribbean, and it happens biennially, right there in Treasure Beach.
Biennially, okay. So every 2 years.
Exactly. It's a whole weekend dedicated to literary stuff, panel discussions, readings, author interviews, you name it. Sounds like a real hub for writers and readers.
That sounds fantastic. And speaking of captivating stories, you absolutely have to mention Lover's Leap.
Oh, the legend. Yeah.
It's this dramatic cliff. The sources vary slightly, maybe 1,600, maybe 1,700 feet high, plunging straight down to the sea.
Quite a drop.
And the Jamaican folklore, it tells this tragic story of two enslaved lovers who, rather than be separated by their owner, chose to leap to their deaths from that exact spot.
It's a powerful story, like a Jamaican Romeo and Juliet in a way.
Exactly. A local legend of profound love and, well, desperate freedom.
And for another really unique cultural landmark, something totally different, the sources rave about the Pelican Bar.
The bar on stilts.
That's the one. Often called the coolest bar in the world.
Yeah.
And you can see why. Imagine this rustic bar literally floating out at sea.
How far out?
Built on stilts, about a mile offshore, you have to get a boat to reach it. And once you're there, you can sip cocktails, eat super fresh seafood, apparently, and just soak in these incredible panoramic views of the sea. It's got to be an experience.
Sounds like an adventure just getting your drink. Okay, let's talk about another vital part of the South Coast experience, the food. The dining scene sounds really distinctive.
It does. It reflects the area's rich agricultural heritage, you know, and all the amazing stuff coming from the ocean right there.
Right, because St. Elizabeth Parish, which covers a lot of the South Coast.
That's known as the breadbasket of Jamaica, isn't it? Some of the most fertile farmland on the island.
Exactly. So that means local eateries have access to incredibly fresh, locally grown ingredients. It's not just available, it's like the standard. Guarantees a really vibrant, authentic food scene.
Makes sense. Farm to table before it was trendy, maybe.
Huh, maybe. And when it comes to experiencing that fresh local flavor, Little Uchi Seafood Restaurant keep coming up.
Oh, Little Uchi, a legend.
Consistently mentioned as one of the island's most cherished seafood spots, you get to dine in these little huts right on the beach. Some are even made from old fishing boat hulls with thatched roofs.
How cool is that?
Very cool. And they serve freshly caught fish, cooked up in authentic Jamaican recipes. It sounds like the real taste of the ocean, embodying that local spirit.
Then there's another place, Jack Sprat, described as more of a central hub in Treasure Beach.
Right, Jack Sprat.
Known for its super relaxed vibe, a place where locals and tourists just sort of hang out together easily.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, people gather there for good food, live music sometimes, and just to soak up that warm, inviting atmosphere. Sound like the community's heartbeat almost.
And you absolutely cannot leave, apparently, without trying a specific local treat that gets mentioned. The spicy pepper shrimp.
The pepper shrimp, yes.
Prepared lovingly each day by street vendors along the coast. Just the thought makes your mouth water, right?
Definitely a must try.
Okay, so you've explored, you've eaten. Where do you stay? Let's talk about finding your perfect retreat on the South Coast.
The lodging options seem to cover a whole spectrum.
They really do. From a proper luxury to more rustic charm.
Let's start with the luxury end. Sandals South Coast stands out.
Right, because it's the only major all-inclusive resort, actually, on the South Coast over in Westmoreland.
And it's described as the epitome of luxury. They specifically mention its over-the-water bungalows.
Yeah, apparently rivaling the ones you see in, like, the Maldives or Bora Bora.
Arranged in a heart shape, even.
Wow, and it's all set within this huge 500-acre nature reserve.
Exactly. The resort itself blends French, Italian, and Dutch design styles, apparently. It's like its own little world. Multiple restaurants, pools, scuba diving, fitness facilities, water sports. The whole nine yards.
Sounds very comprehensive and probably quite different from the rest of the coast's vibe.
Definitely a contrast. Then you have places like Jake's, which is almost the opposite.
Jake's, that's been there a while, right? Iconic.
Yeah, totally. It's described as a bohemian, eco-friendly resort. Very eclectic, outdoorsy vibe.
What makes it bohemian?
Things like unique outdoor showers, a saltwater pool, and these private standalone villas right on the sea, and a really nice touch. All the staff are from the local community.
Oh, that's great. Gives it a really authentic feel, I bet.
Exactly. Then there's a newer place, Lashings, offers a different kind of style again.
Okay, Lashings. What's their deal?
You can get luxurious villas there, or penthouse suites, or just hotel rooms at their beach club. They also have this treetop restaurant and bar known for pizza, apparently.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And an art gallery in the lobby featuring local artists. So another distinct personality.
For something maybe a bit more intimate, the Sunset Resort gets a mention.
Right. A smaller property. Focuses on a farm-to-table offering. It sounds like it really aims for that home-away-from-home feeling.
Nice. And all the rooms have king beds and ocean views. That's a good baseline.
Can't complain about that. And beyond these specific examples, the sources make it clear, you know, this whole stretch of coast is dotted with many other villas, guest houses, lots of options depending on what you're looking for.
Okay. So, pulling this all together, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Jamaica's south coast really seems to offer an escape from the typical tourist crowds. It weaves together ecotourism, genuine relaxation, that incredible nature adventure culture.
It's all rolled up into what it means to experience the real Jamaica, or at least a very different side of it.
Yeah.
Our aim with this deep dive was really to give you that quick but thorough understanding of this fascinating, less explored destination. Hopefully you feel well informed now, maybe even a bit inspired.
So ultimately, I guess what this tells us is that venturing beyond the familiar paths often reveals the most profound insights. It leaves you with a question, really.
Yeah.
What surprising facts might you uncover? And how might exploring these kinds of off-the-beaten-path places like Jamaica's South Coast reshape your understanding of authentic culture and community? Far from everything you thought you knew.